Mishnah. Sukkah hamadugleles. We have a sukkah hamadugleles that's moved around. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Rashi says, the kam leforest of the Gemara. The Gemara explain what does the mugleles mean. Or else, v'shetzilsa merubim echamosa. If you have a sukkah, that the tchaf, like the bamboo sticks on top, is a lot, and therefore there's more shade inside the sukkah than there is cham, there is sun. It's kshera, the sukkah is kosher. We'll see in the Gemara also if this is one case in the Mishnah or two different cases. And Rashi speaks out, I really can ask a question. We already learned this halacha. That was the first Mishnah in the Masechta. That the first Mishnah in the Masechta said that when you have chamosim rubim mitzos apsula, the first Mishnah said that if you have more sun coming into the sukkah than you have sail shade, it's possible. So for that we should know that if you have more shade coming in, it's kosher. It's like, what do you need our Mishnah here for? So also, we'll have a teretz from this in the Gemara. We'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara learns, we'll have a teretz for this. Right, and now the Mishnah says, what about Tamu'uva Kimin Bayis? Let's say you have a good kosher sukkah, but you have a lot of tzchach on top, a lot of palm leaves, branches on top, that it's so thick, the tzchach on top, that Afalpi Shein HaKechovim Mirim Mitoichoi, even though when you're standing in the sukkah, if you look up, you can't see the stars, even at nighttime, you can't see the stars, still ksheira. Still you should know the sukkah is kosher. Even though the Chatzil of Achronim say there's an Indian that you should be able to see the stars through your tzchach, like it shouldn't be that thick of tzchach, but if you put so much tzchach on top of your sukkah, you should know it's a kosher sukkah. It is kshera. So the Gemara. Mai meduvlelis. What does the Mishnah mean to say a chiddush that a sukkah hamaduvlelis is kshera? What's the chiddush? What are they teaching us? Mai meduvlelis. Is Omar Rav. Rav says it means sukkah aniyah, like a poor sukkah. Medevelis means a poor sukkah. What does it mean, a poor sukkah? Like Rashi, sheyesh besichacho kanim mutmat. There are very few bamboo sticks for tzchach. Sheyesh pa'av harbe, and there's a lot of space there. Elishain boy shlosher biyachad, but there's no sheer, there's no size of three tvachim of space together, because that's possible the sukkah, no matter how big the sukkah is. If you have a pocket there of space going straight across those sukkah, that's three tvachim wide, the sukkah is possible. Here we're talking about, you have tzchach, and you also have enough tzchach to make more sail, there's more shade coming through than there is sun, but not that much more, just a little bit more sail than you have in cham. But it's not that much tzchach, like that's called a ni, it's very poor as far as the tzchach goes. Still it's kosher. Like the Mishnah says, v'shetzilt som ruben mechamos, as long as you have more shade, even though it's just a little bit more shade. In other words, there are a lot of empty holes there, and there are a lot of sun coming through, still it's kshera. That's the Kiddush. According to Rav, you read it like one way. Like Sukkah Hamavdelis means, in a case that the Shetzil is moving, Mechamos Yishnah is Ksherim. That even though there are a lot of holes there, and a lot of sun is coming through, but as long as you have more shade than you have sun, the Tzchach is kosher. Ushmul Lama Shmul says no. Mudevlelis means another Kiddush. He's asking to the Halacha, he just says the Mishnah is saying another Kiddush. Ushmul Lama Kona Oilev Kona Yerid. The Mishnah is talking about you have beams, let's say bamboo sticks, but they're not in a straight level. One's higher, one's lower. That's the way you have Yitzchak. You have one bamboo stick elevated to a high, and then one bamboo stick lower down. One high, one lower down. It's a different levels. That's the Chiddush that still is Kshera. So that's the mean. That's what Shmuel says. Kona Oilev, Kona Yerid. So Rashi says, Kona Oilev, Kona Yerid. Shalai Hishva Hatzchak, Lahashkiv Hakanim, Zay to Zay. He didn't make it a flat roof, the Tzchak. El Echod Lamalav Yechod Lamata. One bamboo stick is a little higher up, and one is a little bit lower. Really, right now, the way it is, more sun comes in, because since there's a lot of space, like one high, it's like this. You have one bamboo stick like this, and one like this. So, if there would be a straight level, it would be more shade. But now, the one's high, one's lower, there's a big space there for the sun to come straight through. So, even though there's more sun than there's tail, still, Shmuel holds his caution. The Ashmina Masnisin. The Armenian Kol Shilu Hoya Mesuchachim Bishoveh Hoysetzos Ruben Mechamosik Sheva. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. But even though now one bamboo stick is higher, but since the bamboo sticks would have been level, one next to another, then we would have more shade in the sukkah than sun, that's also called the Gutzchach. In other words, we look as if the top bamboo sticks comes down and it's Shava Bishoveh one to the other. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Zukkah Medelis means it's not level. One's higher, one's lower. We look as if it's a flat, level roof, and therefore it's kosher. So what it says now? Shmuel Tony Tati. Shmuel learns like two chidushim in the Mishnah. Rav learns one chiddush in the Mishnah. Shmuel Tony Tati. Shmuel learns two chiddushim in the Mishnah. Rav Tony Choda. Rav learns one chiddush in the Mishnah. That means sukkah mudavlelis. If you have a sukkah mudavlelis. Now, my mudavlelis. What does the sukkah mudavlelis mean according to Rav? Mudavlelis. That means it's a poor sukkah. It doesn't have that much tzach. But akoponim, it's shetzil samuvim mechamosay. You do have more shade there than you have sun, kshera. So the Mishnah said like one thing. If you have your tzach, you have your bamboo sticks, but not too much of them, but just enough to make more shade than sun, you should know it's kosher. Even though there's a lot of space there, there's a lot of sun coming in, still it's kosher. So the Mishnah says one chiddush according to Rav. Shmuel toni tarti. According to Shmuel, we learn two. Tarti, two chiddushim we learn. Maim udevlelis. What does the Mishnah mean that a sukkah mudavlelis is kshera? That's one chiddush. That means mububelis. As if to say it's not equal, it's not level. It's one's higher, one's lower. That means one bamboo stick is higher, one lower, still is kosher. For Tati Katana, the Mishnah is saying two different halachas. Sukkah mubavelis kshera. If you have a sukkah that the tzach is made in different levels, some are higher, some are lower, you should know it's kshera. That's one chiddush. Another thing the Mishnah is saying, v'shetzil samuwe mechamosik kshera. That if you have more shade coming through a regular tzach, then you have sun also with kshera. Aye, what's the chiddush? We'll soon see what's the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah. Like Rashi asked in the Mishnah, Lechura, this chiddush we know from the first Mishnah of the Masechta, that the first Mishnah said if you have more sun, it's no good. So from that we know if you have more shade, it is good. So we'll soon see why you need the second part of the Mishnah. So the Maromer Abaye said like this, Loishonu, it was only said, Elishain bein ze leze shleshetvachim. When did Shmuel Taka say a sukkah mudavlelis is kosher, that you can have the schach one up and one down, the schach could be like this, not level, that's only if they're less than three tefachim away. The top bamboo stick is less than three tefachim away from the bottom one. So then we say lover, it's called attached. Then we can look as if it's a level roof, that if it would be level, you would have more shade than sun. Even though now that the tzach is made, one is higher, one is lower, there's a big space for the sun to come in, but as long as they're less than three tefachim, I say like lovid, I look as if they're level. They're attached, but like close one to another. So Rabbayim, Loishonu ele shein bein zeh lezeh shloshe tefachim. Avu yesh bein zeh lezeh gimu tefachim. If between the two bamboo sticks, one is higher and one is lower, there's more than three tefachim space, it's tzula. Then the schach is possible. Because Lamaisa was saying, the way the schach is right now, really there's more sun coming in than there is shade. Because the schach is not level. If you have schach like this, higher and lower beams, there's a big space for sun to come in. The only reason why Shmuel says it's kosher, because we look as if the top bamboo stick like comes down and is level with the other stick, and then you would have more shade. But that's only if the top one is less than three tefachim away from the bottom one. Then it's like lovid, we can look as if it's close together. If it's higher up than three tefachim, then it's possible, even according to Shmuel. That's what Abaye says. Omar Rava, Rava says not like that. Omar Rava, afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shloshe tefachim. No, even if the higher bamboo stick is more than three tefachim higher than the next bamboo stick that's lower than that, nami, still it's kosher. Afilu yesh bein zeh lezeh shloshe tefachim nami, lo yamorin ela shein begago tefach. When does Rava say like this? When are you right, Abaye, that if the top stick is more than three tefachim away, it's possible? That's only said if the gag, if the bamboo stick itself is not wide a tefach. Avu yesh begag a tefach. Let's say the bamboo stick or any stick, any wood that you're using for tzach. Let's say each piece by itself is wide a tefach. Then we say shera, that even though one beam is way higher up and the next beam is way lower down, this is the way you're making your tzach. Straight across different levels, even though they're more than three tefachim away, still it would be kosher. As long as each beam is wide a tefach, we'll soon see we say a new svara of chavoit rami. We look as if this beam comes down, even though it's more than three tefachim away. There's a new halacha. Once it's wide a tefach, we say chavoit, it can come down and make it equal levels. That's Rava's chiddush. Now when do we say it's possible if it's higher three tefachim? Only if the beams or the bamboo sticks are less than a tefach wide. Avu yesh begag a tefach. Let's say each stick by itself is wide a tefach. It's like 4 inches wide. Then kshera. Why? The Yarmina, we say, Nu Alocha, Chavoit Rami. Chavoit means like we throw it down. Chavoit Rami, we throw down the higher beam to make it eat level with the bottom beam. As Rashi said, on Rashi in the middle, Amrina on Chavoit Rami, Rashi says, what does that mean? To lower it, to throw it down. Rashi says this is a type like a told on of gudachis. If you have a wall that a wall's hanging, we say gudachis comes down. That's by a wall. Moshe Chayseb Horid. Olinyan Hamutul Reich. Let's say something is flat, then you can't say Gud Achis or Bolista Mavish Shach Lein Mechavato. You can say throw it down. So the Maaseh say, if the wall would have been like this, then it's Gud Achis. If you have a Mechitza Gvoy Yitzvachim, you can say Gud Achis. The Mechitza goes extended down. Now that the Mechitza like is Rochiv is on its width, so we say if the piece of wood is wider than a Tefach, we have this new Lamdas of Chavoit. We can automatically throw it down. Even though you have one piece of chach higher up and one piece of chach lower down, even though they're way more than even 10 tefachim away, if it's wider tefach, we say chavoit. We could throw it down like a din as if there are equal levels. And if there would be at equal levels, then you would have more shade in the sukkah than sun, therefore it's kosher. That's what Rav is saying. If the pieces of the wood are wider tefach, we have this new halacha of chavoit rami. Throw it down. Oh my Rav, Rava said like this, no, I mean, how do I know this Yisoid? That what, that the Chiyispa Tefach, I mean a Chavoit Rami. If the stick, if the beam is wider Tefach, then I could throw it down to make it level. The Chilespa, Loy Amina Chavoit. But if the beams, if the bamboo sticks are not wider Tefach, each one by itself is less than a Tefach wide, it's not 4 inches wide, then if it's higher up than 3 Tefachim, it's Psula. I don't throw it down. How do I know this Yisoid? So Rav said like this, the Tanan, I learned the Mishnah in Oilus. Oilus is always a Mishnah talking about a Tumas mace. If you have a mace in the house, Allah is the Tumah goes up to the roof and goes all around the roof and then it comes down. Any Kli underneath the same roof becomes Tumi. Now what about if you have a roof like this, the Tanan? Kairis Tabayis, you have the beams on top of your house. In other words, like let's say it's that you first starting to make the roof. You just have the big beams going straight across. It's not plastered, they don't have plastered, they don't have a whole roof on top of you. You only have the beams going across. And this is the bottom story. And then you have a top story on top, a second floor. And the same thing with the second floor. The roof on top also, they just put beams across. They did not make the whole roof yet. So really standing on the floor, you could see straight through to the Shemayim. Because all you have is like 2 layers of beams, one for the bottom floor and one for the top roof. So what's the locha? That none, Kerris Tabayis, if you have the roof on the bottom story, the bottom floor, V'haliya, and then you have the roof of the top story, the second floor. Shein Aleya Maziva, there's no plaster, you don't have the complete roof or a complete floor. You only have the few beams that are going straight across. V'hein Mechuvonis, if the top one is directly underneath the bottom one. Mechuvonis means like this, you have the bottom floor, there's beams going across, and then the top layer is directly above the bottom beam, you have the top beam just elevated. The lacha is like this. Where is the mace now? Is tumah tachas achas mien? Anytime the mace is underneath one of these beams, we say tachter tummy, then only underneath that beam is tummy. Let's say the mace is on the bottom floor, and it's right underneath the beam. Then we say the tumah of the mace goes up to the beam and comes down. It's called the mechitza, it doesn't let it go up. So anything above the floor is tor, because there's a mechitza between the mace on the floor and anything above this. So if the mace is underneath this beam, so what's underneath the beam is tomei. On top of the beam is tohor. Yitachas achas miyem tachter tomei. Beina tachtonu l'aliyah. Let's say the mace is on top of the first floor. In other words, here's the floor. Here's the first floor. And then you have the top roof. So if the mace is on top of this board, and we say the top board is directly on top of it, so the tum is only in between here and there. Like only what's underneath this kli, this board, is tummy. Because the mace is here, so the tumma goes up to the top roof, which is directly above this board, and comes down. So only between here and here is their tumma. Yes. Bein ha-tachtein l'al-yoyna is b'neim tummy. What about the agabi ha-yoyna? Let's say the mace is on top of the top roof, on top of the top beam. Then we say, ch'neg da ad l'rakiya tummy. There's no mechitza on top of the mace, so the tumah shoots straight up to the rakia, to the shemayim. This is the case where you have two stories, and you have beams, no, don't have real roofs. You just have the beams going across, that the top beams are directly above the bottom beams. What about if the beams are not directly atop one another? That you had the bottom floor, the bottom story, the roofs were made like this. And the top one was just the opposite, was just in between the space. Like you have it over here, the first, so the top story is amish in between, that's where the second beams are, the second floor. Whereas you have the bottom, the floor, or the roof of the bottom story, two beams, and then the roof of the top story is mamish in between where the two beams are. They're not mechubim one on top of another. The top beams on the top story is in between the bottom beams. Then we say, tumah tachtein, if the tumah is underneath them, tachas kula tumah. You should know, underneath any one of these beams, you could be mekabel tumah. This is the kasher war, we'll soon see. Al gabein, if the mace is on top of the beams, then we say, connect another rakia tummy. It goes straight up to the shemayim. Now, so what are we saying in Chiddush here? Build a little bit here. You have here, this is the bottom story here. This is the bottom roof here. And now on top of this, you have the top roof like this. So we're saying now, no matter where the mace is, even if the mace is over here, it's tummy on everything. Now, this is also really elevated. Really, it's like this. So let's say the mace is underneath this beam, it's even tummy what's underneath this beam also. The question is why? If you have the top beam is all the way up here, and the first roof is over here, and the mace is underneath this board, so really the tumah should only be underneath this board. Why does the tumah go underneath this board also? Elamai was saying chavoit. We're taking this top story here, and we're going to bring it down as if it's level with the next beam, the bottom beam. So now it's like one roof. So the bottom floor, we look as if it's one straight roof. Therefore, the mace that's underneath there, the tumah goes straight along everything here. Even though really one beam is way higher up, and the next beam on the side lower, so the way it is right now, the tumah should only be under which beam the mace is, but we say, no, chavot rami, we take the top beam and bring it down to make it level, as if it's one complete roof. The bottom floor, the bottom roof is complete. Now, if the mace is underneath there, the tumah goes all over, because it's like one roof on top of you. That's the Chiddush. If the top roofing was in between the bottom roofing, then the tumah is underneath any one of these beams, tachas kulam tumeya. We make it look like one roof, and underneath it, underneath the whole roof, there's tumah. Al gabeim, what about the tumah is on top of it? Connect another rakia tumah. Now, v'toni olor, b'medev o'mamurim, when do we say this chiddush? Bizman sheyesh ben tefach. Only if the board itself is at least wide of tefach. And in between one beam and the next beam is also tefach. Let's say in between one beam and the next beam, it's not wide tefach. Then we say no. Then we don't say chavoit rami to look as if it comes down. Then we only say the tumah stays there and that's all. Then we only say the tumah is underneath one beam and that's all. It doesn't look as if it's one straight roof. Alma, what do we see? That he is bei tefach, when each beam is wide tefach, amrin and chavoit rami. We have a right to say that if the top beam comes down and becomes level with the bottom beam, and therefore looks like one straight roof. The chiles bei tefach, but when the beam itself is not wide tefach, then lo amrin and chavoit rami. Then we do not say the svar to look as if the top beam is coming down level with the bottom beam, but rather the top beam stays up. Like here you have one beam up and one beam down. So if the beam itself is less than a tefach, so it stays that way. So Mela, which any one of these beams, if the mace is underneath it, under that beam is tameh. But it doesn't go to the next beam, because their space is not called one roof. But if each beam is wider tefach, and even though one is higher, we look as if it comes down next to the next beam, and now it looks like you have one straight roof across. The halacha is, if a mace is underneath the roof, the tumah goes up to the roof, all around the roof, and comes down again. The koponim is a raya to rava. That when do we say this new halacha of chavoit rami, we could throw a board and look as if it's down. If it's wide tefach, then we have a right to throw it down, let it meet the next board, to make a flat level. So the same thing in our case of schach also. If you made your schach with bamboo sticks, and one stick was higher, one stick was lower, even though the way it is right now, there's more sun coming in, because the big diagonal, there's a big space there for the sun to come in. So we say if each beam is wide tefach, we have a right to say chavoit. even though one beam is 10 tefachim high, higher than the next beam, and the way it is now, there's a big space for the sun to come in. Rabbi says, no, we have this new halacha, l'mashim mitzina, we say chavoit. We look as if the top beam comes down, straight down. So the way they are right now at equal levels, now you'll have more tzil, you'll have more shade, than have sun coming in. Therefore, the tzchach is kosher. And that's the halacha like that. No, it's a shmamin. It's a good raya. Mar Yosef Rav Kana ukoma lo shmaita. Rav Kana was sitting and he said over this halacha. Omale Rav Ashi Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi said to Rav Kana, V'chol heicha de lespe tefach lo yamrina en chavoit romi. Is it true what you're saying? If the beam is not wide, the tefach, it's not 4 inches wide, you cannot say this new halacha of chavoit will look as if it came down level to the next beam. Is that true? For a time you would learn it like this. A Gemara in Ervin about a Mavri that has 3 walls usually, and the 4th wall, there's no wall. So Rabbanu will make you a lot of carry in a Mavri if you put a Kaira. A Kaira means you put a beam going straight across the entrance. From one side of the entrance to the other side of the entrance, you put a beam going straight across. Now the Kalacha of a Kaira is, it has to be strong enough to hold up a brick. That a brick is usually wide, a tefach in here, so the Kaira itself has to be at least a tefach wide. That's the Kalacha. If you have your mother is usually an alleyway, that there are 3 sides covered up by houses. Only there's 1 entrance to come into the alleyway. If you want to carry, so on top of the entrance, you have to have a stick going straight across, a kaira. The kaira has to be wide, a tefach, and it has to have some strength to be able to receive a beam. So what's the locha? A brick. So we learn like this. V'atanya, kaira ha-yoytze mi-koytzel zeh, v'yena negasa koytzel zeh. If you have a curve with a stick that's going out of one side of the movi, but doesn't reach the other side, doesn't go straight across. So far it's no good. It has to go straight across from one side, from one wall to the other wall. If you have 2 curves coming out on the opposite sides, coming out to meet in the middle, is achas yoytze mikoytzel zeh, one goes out from the right wall, the achas yoytze mikoytzel zeh, one goes out from the left wall. So now we're two at the entrance. There's a curve coming up on top, sticking out of one wall, and a curve sticking out of the other wall. If they meet, it's very good. Now you have a beam going straight across on top of the movi. The question is, if they don't meet, what's the locha? The ain't no gaz zubazu, they don't meet. So there's space in between. So locha is like this. Pokus mishloi shah ain't a sorok lovi kerecheris. If they meet, and there's only a space of less than 3 tefachim in between the 2 of them, then we say lovud, it's called detached. So we look as if you have the complete curve. It's mamish like this. And since it's less than 3 tefachim in between, that's a locha, lovud makes it attached. And now it's 1 kaira, this is going at the entrance of the movi, it's kosher. Let's say it's wider, the hole is wider than 3 tefachim, then shloisha is sorok lovi kaira cheris. Then you have to bring another kaira. This kaira is no good, this beam going straight across, because it doesn't reach from one side to the other side. And this is your movi, you have your 3 walls here, and this is the entrance here, so you have to have a beam going straight across the top of the movi. So if it just misses, and there's 3 tefachim in between, it's possible, it's not a good curry, you have to have another one. So far there's no raya. We have Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, we have Shimon ben Gamliel Shitarit, we have an Ervin, that he holds, you even say lovid by 4 tefachim, up to 4 tefachim. She says like this, Tochos me'abo, if it's less than 4 tefachim, the space is ain't sort of lovi kerecher.